This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Our next guest always makes me want to go turn the grill on, you know, at 7:45 a.m. and just start cooking. Zach Keck joins us. Zach, good morning. How are you doing on this Thursday?
Doing wonderful, guys. How are you all?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking. Tell me about this new venture. I've been following it on Instagram. The pictures are unbelievable. There's a huge celebration coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Start back at the beginning, the idea, the concept. What made you want to do this?
Oh, man. The community came to us. We had several friends reach out to us when they when the news came out that the Butcher Block was not going to reopen at the new year. We had several people reach out to us and kind of pick our brains to see if it would be something that we would be interested in. And coming from the barbecue world, we know a little bit about meat, but we've never, you know, we never ventured into a meat shop. And then when the opportunity presented itself, we thought we'd give it a good old college effort and try to put Notorious P.I.G.'s little touches to it and bring a meat shop back to the community.
All right, so Notorious Meats gets born, and this Saturday you got a big event coming up, a grand opening. Tell me about some of the details of what's going on during the day Saturday.
Oh, we got the food truck that's going to be open out at the meat shop. We haven't had the opportunity to open the food truck too often yet this spring, so we're going to be open from we're going to open up at 11. We got some great deals, some good raffles going on inside the meat shop. We encourage everybody to come out and check it out. We totally remodeled the whole inside of it. We've brought a ton of barbecue supplies in. Even more have showed up this week. We got some live entertainment with some music, a car show, and there's three other businesses that are doing their grand openings as well. So we're just trying to bring even more people to that Kings Plaza area and just have a good old time and show off what we've done to the building.
All right, you and your partner Seth, talk to me about some of the obviously the hand cut prime quality meats. You know, that's your selling point, but the rubs, the spices, the sauces, you know, give me a little bit of a taste of what it looks like inside and what all I can purchase.
Yeah, so one thing we're doing a little bit differently, we're taking the same motto that we had and what's worked well for us with the barbecue, the food truck. We're cutting everything fresh every single day. We're bringing new products, new kebabs, new. We got several different types of burgers that have just been an absolute hit. But with the food truck concept in mind, everything fresh. That means we are cutting meats that we think are going to sell that day. There are going to be times you got to get in early to get those custom products because we're not going to have them in stock and all the time. We want to sell out of them. That way we can cut new fresh products the next day. So we got your typical steaks. We got some 40-day wet-aged ribeyes that are going over really well. They're just so tender and full of flavor when you throw them on the grill. We got your pork options and chicken options. Seth and I obviously are tied into the barbecue community with our Hypnotizer rub and our Hypnotizer with Heat that just won fourth in the nation with the MBBQA. We got a Carolina Road mustard sauce and then our California Love barbecue sauce just released. It's probably within the last two or three weeks. But with creating all those spices and sauces, it's really tied us into the barbecue community across the country. So we brought in a ton of our buddies, sauces and rubs that, you know, we compete against, we cook with, that sort of thing. And they're just products that you don't see a lot in town. So we're excited to bring, a whole different line of products to the community. And we're really excited to show people how to use those products.
Okay, talk to me about the store hours. I know you got the big deal on Saturday, but you're open Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 6. Is that right? Sunday 11 to 4?
Yep, we decided to be closed on Mondays just to prep for the week. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. First time that we've had employees, obviously. So we're just getting to learn. We're learning the business. We're learning what our customers want. So we decided to have Monday as that prep day for the rest of the week. But we are open, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we decided to open up on Sundays, 11 to 4. Sunday's a big grilling day for most communities. So we wanted to make sure that we were open, for that. But with that being said, we are closed this Sunday. We are going to observe Mother's Day and be with all the special moms in our lives. So
Listen, Zach, I couldn't be happier for you and Seth. I wish you nothing but continued success. What a great addition this is going to be to the community. I hope everyone gets out there Saturday or any other time to take advantage of this. You said you were there, Nick. I've not yet been. I can't wait. It's right down the road. I mean, to be able to go in, you know, quality meat is a big deal.
Yeah, you know, he told you that he's selecting prime meats, which is, you know, a good grade of meat.
And hand cut that day.
That makes a huge difference. You know, I worked in a steakhouse for like a decade, and you know the difference between the quality of the meat. And when you look at the, you know, the various cuts, I was looking at their marbled ribeyes and the fresh color of the meat. It does make a huge, huge difference.
All right, so their hours Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Normal Sundays will be 11 to 4. They're closed this Sunday for Mother's Day. I'm assuming there's gift cards. I think they have, like, Pizzazz. The band's going to be out there. They got a car show. They got all kinds of stuff going on Saturday. So stop by on 121 at Kings Plaza for the Spring Fling. And there are other local businesses, you know, neighbors that are participating in this as well. But what a great I just love it. The Instagram account is – they also have a Facebook page, by the way, if you want to – check that out. I'm just like, oh, that, man, that's all I want to do right now.
I've had their seasonings and use them regularly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
The mustard is unbelievable. But I've got to go out. I'll probably go today if I get a moment, which I think I will, and go grab that new barbecue sauce. They've got a line of products, you know, that they're working on that's coming out and all kinds of stuff that's in the pipeline that I can't wait for, honestly.
Zach Keck and Seth Black, Notorious Meats, once again, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. 11 to 4 on Sunday, except this Sunday. They'll be closed for Mother's Day, but Saturday, the big grand opening at the 121 Plaza in Mount Zion.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.